July 8th. Fear knocked on the door. Faith answered. No one was there. Source unknown. Statistics show that about 20 people drown each summer day along the 12,383 miles of U.S. coastlines. A good many who succumb in the waves are adequate swimmers. What happens? The experts say one reason for accidents is that people don't understand a basic law about the ocean, namely, that panic and resistance to undertows, runouts, and riptides can result in fatigue and death. What is the proper course of action if you should find yourself being carried seaward? Relax. Keep your head. Don't panic and wear yourself out resisting the powerful flow. Instead, wave-wise swimmers say one should try to move parallel to the shore, working his or her way out of the drag, or let the water carry you out until the suction quits. Then, out of the tow, the natural action of the waves shoreward will actually help you to safety. How does a person retain composure in an emergency? People who survive catastrophes almost invariably tell of praying, and afterward they often report a new calm came over them as a result. If you find yourself in a life or death predicament, your best life preserver is prayer. Call upon His name and expect His help. Give me a clear head when in danger or under stress, Lord. Remind me of Your promise never to forsake me.